Time now for Press Pass. Joining us, Jim Fink of Business First. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, Jim, first and foremost, this week it's a big week for Western New York as we welcome college basketball fans to the area once again, the NCAA tournament coming to Buffalo.
The sixth time since 2000, and there's been a lot of lessons that the tourism people and downtown folks have learned over those sessions, and they actually have a very detailed game plan, no pun intended, for how to make this seamless, especially because you have that one 90-minute window on Thursday between games, and that 90-minute window may even be compressed if the early games go to overtime or take longer.
Which is known to happen.
Yes, inevitably it will.
Right.
So anyways, they have a game plan to get people, to get them fed, and get them back in the arena by 7 o'clock tip-off for that. It includes having an army of taxis because, unfortunately, we don't have Uber available.
Yeah, and let's get into that. What is the business community saying about the Uber situation? We most certainly hear public opinion.
They are behind it 100%. In fact, it's one of the top legislative priority items for the Buffalo Niagara Partnership. It is a amenity that people expect when they come to a city. Buffalo is the largest city in the United States without Uber.
Speaking of amenities, the Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino expanding. What can we expect?
Well, obviously more gaming tables.
Okay.
They have a fancy steakhouse restaurant, which before there was Buffalo Savers, but it really wasn't a sit-down restaurant like people expected a casino. This is a very opulent restaurant with steaks and seafood and stuff like that. But the bigger picture, at least from my perspective, it's a $40 million investment. They're creating 300 new jobs. So, and it cements the Buffalo Casino as a destination. Put in perspective, the Pagula spent about $250 million to build the Harbor Center. The Senecas have spent $200 million on Buffalo Creek. So within a couple blocks of downtown Buffalo, you have almost $500 million of private sector investment.
At the same time, we are seeing development spinning out of the downtown corridor. And I know you wanted to highlight one particular project in South Buffalo.
Last night, the Buffalo Planning Board got their first look and began their review of Jake Schneider's $9 million plan to turn the old Shays Seneca Theater into a mixed-use destination for Seneca Street. He's talking about 25 apartments, a small 130-seat theater. But this is another example of how this economic development wave is making its way into the neighborhoods. You have Jake Schneider spending $9 million in South Buffalo, which I think will kickstart some other developments in and along Seneca Street, which is a major spine in South Buffalo. And also at last night's planning board meeting, Nick Sinatra and Dave Pollack and People Inc. went through their plans for a $22 million investment on Jefferson Avenue for, again, mixed use, some apartments and retail. So you're seeing the economic development wave work their way into parts of Buffalo that many had thought were forgotten.
But at the same time, in the middle of an east side neighborhood remains the Central Terminal,
yes,
which is becoming a popular discussion point.
Harry Stinson from Canada is talking about investing more than $100 million. He's talking about a 200-room hotel, a wave of apartments and townhouses, restaurants, making it sort of a meeting and event center, trying his best to bring it back to life.
Can that really happen, though, just by one person's investment into that neighborhood?
I got one word for you, Larkinville.
You think it's that easy?
15 years ago, if I said some guy by the name of Howard Zemsky wants to bring this old warehouse back to life, you would have said, really?
And with that, always plenty of issues and plenty of news to talk about, and we'll most certainly continue to touch upon that as we have you in every month for Press Pass. Jim Fink of Business First, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.